Cross with, of course, Latrina, Bari, Jerry, and Vinny. How y'all guys doing?
Fantastic, brother.
Oh, yeah. The year-end countdown. All right, so Vinny and Jerry, take it away. What's the 9th, 8th, and 7th segments for the year?
The number 9 segment for the year is Laura Wright and her husband John Wright from ABC's General Hospital.
That's correct.
Yes, and they also own Standing Sun Wines in California.
That's right. It's when you get drunk, you know?
Yes. And also, Derek, your daughter, London, will be on the show as well.
That's correct. She had an interview, Laura and John Wright this past year. All right, Jerry, what's the other segment?
The 8th segment is producer Dallas Austin produced TLC's song Creep. And 7th segment is Kim Block of Sister Hazel.
Yes, that's correct. Then we'll come back with Latrina for more songs here. Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 80.
Yeah, so of course, owner of Standing Sun Wines and of course, Laura Wright, of course. Plays Carly, of course, Corinthos Jacks on General Hospital, huh?
That's right.
So you're multitasking, huh?
That's the what?
You multitask.
Yeah, definitely multitask.
So tell me, you started Standing Suns as a hobby, huh?
Of
100
cases in 2007 and grown to 3,000 cases now.
Wow. So how did you grow it and what steps did you take?
Well, we started out with 100 cases and then the following year we did about 450 and after the first year it became obvious that we needed to start selling wine, also, instead of just making it. So we started reaching out to local restaurants and the people that we know from around here, and then also through Facebook to all our friends, and then finally to Laura's fan base on Twitter and Facebook over the following probably year and a half or so has grown the winery a lot also. And so, social media has helped us out a lot.
And of course, you made the appearance. Your company made the appearance on the Today Show. I saw too, and also on the ABC's The Chew. So how did it feel that your company's been on like some other networks too?
All of that's been great. I mean, a lot of it is again related to Laura's job on General Hospital, and then us together as a winery. So it's been great cross promotional sort of. Advertising for both her show, herself, the winery, and us. So
let me ask you a question, Laura. With your character, of course, you know, being so feisty on the show, right? To say the least, right?
What was that? I'm sorry.
With your character, Carly, being so feisty on the show, right? Do you think your character needs to drink more Standing Sun wine?
But I don't want to calm Carly down at all. I love how on fire she is.
Yeah, and a lot of your coworkers or a lot of the cast mates, do they drink your wine too a lot?
Yes. Bradford Henderson just came up and was at the winery for a while. Julie Berman plays Lulu. Kelly Sullivan plays Kate. They've been up a few times. They just made plans for them to come back up in July. Yeah, Steve Burton is a big fan of the wine. He plays Jason, definitely. I have cases of wine in my dressing room. We sometimes wine taste in the afternoon.
Really?
Well, not when we're done.
So, and Maurice Bernard, he comes to your house too and drinks your wine too?
Maurice Bernard?
Yeah. Really? That's awesome. So you're really friends with the castmates off the screen too, huh?
Oh, definitely. I definitely am friends with the cast.
And did you know, did you always want to be an actress when you were younger? How did you get into acting? Because, of course, you started off a Guiding Light back on back in the day, of course, and now GH for so long. How did you get into acting?
Well, I started in 91 on a show called Loving.
Loving. Yep.
So I've been doing this, this month is 21 years. You know, I auditioned on videotape with the entertainment station in D.C., Washington, D.C., and then I got the job and moved to New York City in one night, and that's what happened. I've been doing it consistently ever since.
And you're from where again?
Washington, D.C.
So, do you miss Washington, D.C.? And if so, what do you miss most about Washington, D.C. right now?
Oh, I love the city. I mean, I was born in D.C. and raised in Maryland, right outside of the city. And I love it. It was great place to grow up. And, you know, I lived in New York for 15 years. So
sure.
I miss the East Coast a lot, especially in the holidays.
Yep.
I don't really miss the cold weather because I love California weather.
Yep.
But yeah, it's great. And you know, I can't wait. With the end of the summer, we're gonna head up back to the Maryland, D.C. area for a few days, and we'll take the kids to the monuments. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Are you following the election too? I mean, what do you think about like the Obama and Romney race? Because especially, of course, I'm headquartered in Boston.
I don't talk politics.
Oh, you don't?
No, that's a slippery slope.
that's a good thing because, you know, now, of course, this is being a music show, of course. What sort of music do you guys like to listen to, of course?
A lot.
So when you're off duty from, you know, doing the wine business, of course, and off duty from General Hospital, you know, what do you both find watching on television these days? Do you watch a lot of like the comedies, or do you watch a lot of the reality television? What do you guys watch a lot?
My daughter and I watch Criminal Minds.
Okay.
And we like the show Revenge, but as a family this year, we watched The Voice and Shark Tank.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Voice is good.
We think Storage Wars is pretty fun.
Yep.
And Dual Survivor, that's a fun show.
Survivor, huh?
Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations and Layover is probably up there as one of our favorites.
Oh, awesome, awesome. And of course, you work for Disney, of course, you know, owns ABC, so you must go to Disneyland a lot, huh?
Do I go to Disney a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do. We haven't been to Disneyland in probably a year, but yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
We've gone so much that my kids are, you know, a little jaded, but we do need a trip. We need to go back down there.
And how old are your children, by the way?
11 and 13.
Okay, because I have an 11-year-old daughter, London, and she wants to actually ask a question, but she has London Radio too, actually. And my son is 6. But let me ask you a question. Do you allow your kids to watch you on General Hospital?
Sometimes. It depends on what the storyline is. Sometimes it's not appropriate. Sometimes, you know, my son, if there's any kind of explosion, my son was on set when we had blown something up, or there was a shootout, and he got to watch it.
Yeah.
He likes to see it to air and see the difference. But, for the most part, they don't really, you know, they're not home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's just not a part of their daily schedule.
Sure. So right now it's like 3:18 over there in California, because we're taping this on a Monday. So you're not watching yourself today, right?
So I'll watch it. I worked with Roger Howard today.
Okay, awesome.
But it's hot, so I can't wait. We worked really hard on these scenes to try and make them funny, so we'll see
And also too, John, how do you feel when you watch your wife kissing another guy on screen?
You get asked that all the time.
I get asked that all the time. I'm a selective viewer. So I watch what she wants me to watch.
And also to my daughters here, London, she has London Radio, of course. She's part of my show sometimes, of course, a lot of times. My daughter's 11, so she wants to ask a question. Her name is London.
John, okay. John and Laura, I was wondering, what is your favorite most time wine that you have taste of your own?
What's our favorite wine of our own?
Yeah, that you love the most.
It sort of depends on the time of day. I think we both really like our LeBlanc, which is a white wine. When it's nice and hot outside, and it's maybe, you know, the first glass of wine of the evening, mm-hmm. It's a really nice, crisp white. But there's other times, you know, if it's cold or if it's winter or something, or nighttime, we want a big Syrah.
Okay.
We have a GSM. It's a blend that's really nice for food, for dinner, so it sort of depends.
The weather here is very cool at nighttime, so
right.
When you sit outside, there's no humidity, so mm-hmm. When the sun goes down, it can get to 50 degrees, 40 degrees at night.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's nice wine drinking weather.
Yes.
And of course, you know, with the soap operas going off the air, you know, and General Hospital staying on the air, of course, which is a big thing, what do you think it's going to take for General Hospital to stay on the air for another 5 years or 10 years, maybe?
Gosh, I think General Hospital should stay on the air for 10 years. I think General Hospital should be moved to primetime television. I think they're writing a great story. I think the audience is extremely supportive. The network seems to be extremely supportive. So I think we should just keep doing what we're doing. We're doing a great job. The producer and the writers are doing a great job. So I think we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
So you think it's going to make the transition. So you think maybe in 5 years or even in 2 years, it could go right head-to-head maybe against American Idol, maybe, right?
I absolutely do. I think that a primetime show... pilot, you know, that is introduced has 3 to 4 weeks to get momentum and to grab an audience. And, you know, General Hospital already has a built-in audience. It already has a fan base.
Yep.
I think you'd be surprised at how successful it would be if it were put on primetime television.
Yeah, because, you know, of course, a lot of famous people came from General Hospital, of course, too. I mean, you're actually the first, by the way, the soap opera actress on General Hospital that I've interviewed, actually. But I interviewed someone that was guest on General Hospital before. I interviewed Rosie and Bob before. And she guest out with Anthony Gary, of course. And, you know, think about how many people started with General Hospital, John Stamos, Demi Moore. What does that go through your mind that all these famous people started on General Hospital and you're on the same soap that they started on? That too, because I think that you're one of the most interesting actresses on General Hospital. Anthony's so lucky to act with you, and Maurice is so lucky to act with you, because I have a lot of fans.
I feel that way about them. I really do. I think it's a gift to get to work with actors that are that. They really have that great a time and a tremendous telling great story.
Yes. And do you think when General Hospital, after General Hospital, do you think you may even someday be in movies too, make that transition, or even comedy shows maybe, or maybe even be on Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. It actually all depends on what opportunity is placed in front of me and what works really, it works for my family.
So,
we have a great life here. And so it really all depends on what works for me and the kids and my husband.
So do you think a Dancing with the Stars actually would be on their show, just like, you know, Jack Wagner was on there? Do you think you would take the opportunity to do that?
I would love to be on Dancing with the Stars, but I do have to say that, you know, it would have to see where, you know, it would really not be good for it to be in the fall.
Really?
The fall's not good for us because harvest is in the fall for the winery, and it's pretty crazy at the White House in the fall.
Also, too,
so,
I can see you. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just very busy in the fall. So, if I were going to do Dancing with the Stars via winter to spring season would be better for me.
Yes, and I could pitch you also too winning Apprentice too. If Donald Trump ever asked you to be on his show, I could pitch you winning that too, you know?
Telling me. He's like, forget Dancing with the Stars. You need to go on The Apprentice.
You have to because, you know, I've had Star Jones on my show, too, from The Apprentice, and many other people from The Apprentice on my show. So, but it's great pleasure to have you. And my daughter asked one more question to you guys, okay?
Okay. Laura, I was wondering, what is your favorite scene on...
General Hospital.
General Hospital, yeah.
The emotional scenes are always very trying and difficult but rewarding, but I do really love anything funny I get to do. I do love get to try and be funny, and I got to do a lot of that with Ingo Lottemacher when I worked with him. Oh yes, and I'm getting to do a lot of it now when I work with Roger Howard, so I do love trying, I love the funny stuff. And Roger's the one that plays Todd, right?
Okay, awesome. Well, I do thank you, John and Laura, again. And of course, the website is Standing Sun...
StandingSunWines.com.
StandingSunWines.com. We're going to put a link up from the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station.
Sounds great.
Well, thank you very much.
Hello, this is John Wright from Standing Sun Wines. And
Laura Wright from General Hospital.
We just want to thank Derek Shapiro and his show for hosting us today, and looking forward to talking to him again sometime soon.
Bye.
All right, John and Laura Wright, a long interview, of course, but I had to say thank you very much, John and Laura Wright. So, of course, the other thing got deleted by mistake. This is the internet. Dallas Austin here. How does it feel to be nominated again? Oh, I mean, for the honor for you.
Oh, it feels great. It's always good to be recognized for things you've been doing in Atlanta. You know?
Yes. And tell me, what, again, your project coming out again with Lady Gaga? I mean, no, Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, no. Well, my main project right now is Alex 242. She's the artist that's on Interscope, who we just finished. And then, yeah, other than that, we work with Chris Brown and Will.i.am and Deanna Lewis.
And Mick Jagger too, huh?
Well, they all on one record. Mick Jagger, Jennifer Lopez.
Awesome.
Shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV.
All right, returning here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.DerekShapiroShow.com, is Ken Block of Sister Hazel. Welcome back to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thanks, Derek. Nice to be here.
Yes, of course. Since the last time I've interviewed you, the last time I interviewed you was in Meehan's in Sandy Springs for a cancer benefit. And since the last time you have your album release out, tell me about the success for this album now.
It was actually, you know, we've been a band for quite a while, and we've made quite a few records, and this was the highest charting record we've ever had in,
really?
In our entire career. So for a bunch of guys been at it as long as we have, it's pretty gratifying that it seems to be resonating with folks like that.
Exactly, and of course your first single was released. Went to number one on the DerekShapiroShow.com, by the way.
Absolutely.
A lot of my listeners love it.
That's great, man. We really appreciate that kind of support. It's that kind of support that allows our army to march. So
sure, and now, of course, Take a Bow is out now, of course. Take a Bow is on the countdown, so it hasn't reached number one yet, but it will, of course.
Great. Well, I appreciate it.
And what are the songs is next for you after Take a Bow?
Well, actually, you know, we've been really in a creative groove. We went right back in the studio, and we actually have a new CD coming out in October
okay.
12th. It's called Heartland Highway. So the next single you're going to hear is going to be off the new record.
And what's the single going to be called?
Well, we're touring between a couple of different songs right now. I think that we're leaning toward a song called Great Escape.
Great Escape, really. And, of course, how does your previous Sister Hazel sound back from like All For You to now sound?
Well, I think there's a lot of sort of core elements that are the same. I mean, we like organic sound in records. You know, we have a lot of Southern influence. There's a lot of slide guitar. The big harmonies are really important to us. But in the last two records, you know, one of the things that we've done is all five of us have brought in songs.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, once the five of us get behind our instruments, it sounds like Sister Hazel.
Exactly.
But because all of us are bringing in songs instead of just me or maybe Drew might bring one in, there's kind of an evolution to the band. We have some new themes coming in and new things sonically, different colors weaving through there. And so it's allowed us to evolve, allowed us to grow, and everyone's got a big piece of ownership in the records.
Sure, and of course, when you listen to some of your old stuff on the radio, of course, and some of your newest stuff, what goes through your mind when you listen to Sister Hazel, when you listen to your own stuff?
Well, when I hear it on the radio, I'm still a little kid, man. I still get giddy when I hear it. When I hear it over the radio, it still blows my mind, you know. We were just a bunch of college kids traveling around in a van and trailer, and I think because we surrounded ourselves with really grounded people, it's still humbling to hear that we've had enough success where you can turn on the radio anywhere and you never know if you might hear it.
Sure. And what does, some of your hit songs mean to you? Like, what does All For You mean to you?
Well, you know, these days it's different than when it first came out. I think these days the staying power of that song is just unbelievable. No matter, if we're in our home state of Florida, or we're in Michigan or California. Or
Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah, Gainesville, Florida is our hometown. The fact that it's still such a big hit for people, I think for the people that were around the first time that song kind of came around, it brings them back. It's like a snapshot of their life, and it just plugs them right back in. But we're still, like, tonight, Derek, you're here at a college. We still play a ton of college shows, and the college kids, it's still sort of an anthem for those guys.
So you love playing that still, and how do you keep it refreshed? I mean, it's not a new song.
I get off on the people. I get off on the fact that it's really striking such a chord with them that they're getting off, and I think that's a good way for us to frame it.
And what about...
All right, we're back here, episode 80, with the Best of Show for 2012, and Katrina, what is the 9th, 8th, and 7th song for the year of 2012 this past year?
Well, number 9 is Bari, iRobot.
Well, hold on a second, before we go ahead, okay? Bari, what do you feel about your song coming number 9 for the year, iRobot?
That just means I'm like 8 places closer to number 1.
Yes, that's true. And what are you going to say to these fans that they're going to hear your song, iRobot, for number 9 for the year?
Thanks for listening.
All right, Trina, and what's number 8 song for the year?
Number 8 is Sister Hazel, Stay a While.
Yes, well, you got to stay a while and listen to the rest of the show, right? All right, what's number 7 for the year?
And number 7 is Andy Grammer, Fine By Me.
Oh, that's Fine By Me. All right, we'll come back with the... more segments and more songs after these songs here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 80.
Houston, we have a problem. The Ravers are getting psycho here.
Get what you want, take what you need. Searching for so long, can't find it. I'm still not mechanical. Find another way into your heart. Kind of crazy like a highway animal. Stop.
Yeah.
You're not the type of girl to remain with the guy too shy, too afraid to say he'll give his heart to you forever. I'm not the boy that will fall to his knees with the sans class type begging you please to stay with him for worse, for better. But I'm staring at you now, there's no one else around. I'm thinking you're the girl for me. I'm just saying it's fine by me if you never leave and we can live like this forever. It's fine by me. In the past I would try hard to commit to a girl, wouldn't get too far, it always somehow seemed to fall apart. But with you I could see what I need, I could dream realistically and knew that this was different.
We can live like this forever, it's fine by me.